Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison on Devil Radio and Waukesha on the Shaw. I'll tell you, as always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go in the Apple and Google stores, download it, or sit in an armchair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And while you're at it, click on the link. It says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, undermining our democracy, falsely saying there's something wrong with our elections. Devil Radio, the one radio station that has a strong, clear voice, standing up for our democracy, standing up for our elections. Go to the line. CJ of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks again for taking my call. I'm going to talk about yesterday, the political theater of President Biden and Vice President Harris. Now the Democrats care about riots for one day. Kamala Harris bailed out rioters. It was political theater, and shame on them for comparing it to 9/11 and December 7th, 1941. That's just showmanship. And notice, all those statues were still standing in the Capitol, where probably a lot of those people, as wrong as it was to be in the Capitol, were getting selfies with the statues, not tearing them down, like Frederick Marshall. The president was wrong in claiming guilt before a lot of these people have even had a trial, just like he did with the Border Patrol, Kyle Rittenhouse, Jacob Blake. It's just wrong. I wish he was as forceful with the Taliban and Afghanistan as he pretended to be yesterday. Because we left 60,000 allies behind, Matt, and over hundreds. They still don't know how many hundreds of Americans are still in Afghanistan. I wish you'd run that number by every day instead of worrying about, you know, whether Trump is going to run for president again, because this president is just a total catastrophe in every aspect. The border, the economy, they say that unemployment is so low because 11 million jobs are still unoccupied. And I'm worried about tax money. How about the $20 million that Adam Schiff spent looking at Russian collusion? And now we know all that evidence is going right back to Hillary Clinton and her campaign.
CJ, the only reason I'm going to jump in, I enjoy different points of view. You said a mouthful of a lot of different things, and I'll get to as many as I can. The lines have lighted up in response, so I thank you for that. I'm going to respond to CJ, and then I'm going to go right to the lines. We're going to get everybody in this segment, but here's the deal. CJ, first of all, on Afghanistan, Trump was the one who cut the Afghan government out of the talks in Vienna, recognized the Taliban, who are a terrorist organization who murdered Americans, ordered the Afghan government to release 5,000 prisoners from an Afghan prison. They were ISIS, Al-Qaeda. They should have been executed, not released. These people went back and ended up fighting and killing Americans again. And then Trump said, we're going to withdraw on May 1. Well, May 1, there would have been a genocide. So Biden extended it to August 1. I'm not at all happy with the way it was finally executed. On that, I have said that before. But that said, we'd already been there 20 years. John McCain said, let's be there 100 years. You'd have 100 years or another 10 years of young Americans going over and getting shot in the back, sometimes by Afghan soldiers who were sympathetic to the Taliban. And people said, we cut and ran. I got word to the world, guys. Our choice was between withdrawal and genocide. We easily could have destroyed that country, bombed them into the Stone Age. There would have been nobody left. That's genocide. We don't do that. You cannot save a rabble from their own culture. You cannot save them. The meaning of the word Islam is submission. The meaning of the word struggle, of the word jihad, is struggle. The cultural imperative is to forcibly convert or exterminate other people. The Taliban genocide the Hazaras because they're a different ethnic group. They genocide Christians. The choice is genocide of them or withdraw. We withdrew. We were there 20 years, and that's enough. As far as January 6th, Clinton gave it, or Biden gave a magnificent speech. He said Trump's bruised ego can't live up to the fact that he lost. He cares about his own interest over America's. He ginned up an insurrection. Police officers were beaten. One of them was screaming for mercy. His head was being squeezed in the door. You saw the video. Another one was almost kicked to death until he said he had four kids, and then a few people then relented. You can't have that. You can't have police officers attack like that. You got to do it through the political process. You said a lot of other things, CJ. I'd like to continue to address them. They're passionately held by you. I respect that, and I enjoy your calling in. That is my perspective. I appreciate it. Three of the callers who I want to get to in this segment, do not hang up. We're going to do it quick. Wisco Paul, you're up, my friend. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Oh, happy Friday. You responded well to TJ there. That's I don't need to say much more other than they really can't say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore because they pledged their allegiance to Trump and the people like him in the GOP. So, but I don't know what else I could say other than happy Friday, Matt, and you did well responding. Thank you for taking my call.
Same to you, Paul. Thanks a lot. We're going to go to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks a lot for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. When you were talking about Trump in Afghanistan, those 5,000 terrorists he let go were a definite reaction to why we lost people in Afghanistan. And I wish these Democrats went over, roll over on their backs like turtles and not respond and jump up and say, wait a minute. You let all those terrorist fighters go. You wanted to acknowledge a terrorist group. And if that isn't enough, enough people haven't shared this. When James Comey was fired by Donald Trump admitted to Mark Levin, either I fired him or he'd fire me. And Trump knew it. Trump knew it. That was just out and out. So with this January 6th day yesterday, I watched Fox News. These people were going out of their minds. They were almost eating their young. They were insane. They were swearing. They were screaming and hollering for one reason. January 6th commission brought it to light, having a day about it, and they didn't know how to respond. Because they couldn't defend the man. They knew that. So they just went off the deep end. I can't believe that it takes Liz Cheney to bring these guys to justice. But you've even said we have to work with those Republicans. Heck, this sounds crazy, but if it took me to vote Republican for those kind of Republicans that are saving our democracy, I would do it. So anyhow, have a wonderful weekend, Matt. You do a super job. You know, I still mean it. You make the best governor we ever had. Have a great day.
I appreciate that very much, Bill. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, and before we go to the next caller, I'm just going to say this. In the history of coups, and we've seen them in a variety of countries in Europe, South America, and elsewhere, there's never been an instance where a coup has been prevented or avoided just by the left or by liberals. It's always been a coalition where people from the other party who are decent and read the Constitution joining a coalition with them to stop the coup. In this particular case, our cooperation across the aisle is thin. Liz Cheney is magnificent. Adam Kinzinger is magnificent. Mitt Romney has stood up on occasion, but there need to be more high-ranking people in the Republican Party who join in this effort to stop the drift to the fascist cult that the Republican Party is starting to be. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, I'd correct you on starting to be. The Republican Party has been that for several years now, that it was the cult of Scott Walker here in Wisconsin, that ignoring his crimes, you know, when he's running for governor in 2010, that, and CJ, well, we're talking about how hyperbolic this was to compare this to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Let's remember, 9/11 should not have happened because George Bush ignored signs that something was going to happen. So part of that could have been prevented. And the nation came together around the Bush administration after 9/11. But this was an assault on our democracy. If it would have succeeded, we would not, if that cult would have succeeded on January 6th last year, we would not be having this conversation right now, because guys like CJ would be turning in people like me, like, you know, Bill from Oconomowoc, from Wisco Paul. They'd be saying, these guys were speaking against the Trump administration. You better round them up and throw them in jail or have them shot. Because that's what happened in Nazi Germany. I mean, if it would have succeeded, it came within a hair's breadth of succeeding. If they would have got a hold of Mike Pence or any of the representatives or senators, we would not be having this conversation right now, because our government would not be what it is right now. And that's what CJ either misses or doesn't care about, or is a willing participant in this. I mean, that it is just... It's the rot in the Republican Party. We see here, and it's a continuing trying to bring things down with Gableman and Robin Voss, because they're all terrified of Donald Trump. What is to be terrified about a fat man sitting in Mar-a-Lago who is just, you know, watching the TV and enjoying all this stuff, hearing all these people make fools of themselves and bowing down and scraping before him? Because I don't get it. The cowardice that is right there within the Republican Party.
No, I agree. Yeah, we're going to a break. Very good stuff. The one thing I would say, I agree that authoritarianism leads exactly to what you say. The one thing I will do is stick up for my callers. I think CJ is a good man. I think CJ personally would not engage in that kind of conduct. When he calls in, you know, he's very thoughtful what he says. I disagree with it. But other than that, you're right about the description of authoritarianism. That is the danger. That is what it could occur in the United States. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.